early Saturday, Friday morning. Get my days confused. Early Friday morning, because our brains, we were still on Eastern time. And Bob Lucy and I got up in the wee smalls on Friday to go out and get a coffee. And downstairs, there was main quarterback Chris Ferguson sitting down there doing a little homework. So you forget that these guys are also students as well, but they don't. And they're out there taking care of business and getting their work done, along with concentrating on what's happening on the field. One of them joins us right now. He's the senior linebacker for the Maine Black Bears, who are headed to the Final Four in FCS college football. Sterling Sheffield joining us this afternoon. Sterling, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing well. You got yourself back on Eastern time just long enough to go out west again?
Yeah, definitely. Got a lot of papers and schoolwork to do this week, so worrying about that this week, too.
Absolutely. Well, when will the experts figure out that this Maine team is a pretty good team? You keep being underdogs, and I know you guys love that, but eventually somebody's going to say, I guess Maine's a pretty good team after all.
We've been used to this all our lives. Every single guy on this team has been an underdog. Every guy has had to deal with not being strong enough, not being fast enough, not being tall enough, all of that. So it just adds more fuel to the fire. Us being an underdog again this week is nothing new, and we're just ready.
The defense was so good on Friday night. -1 rushing yard on 25 carries, 4 interceptions, pressure on the quarterback, and I was so impressed that even in the fourth quarter in that cold, cold game, you guys were still going at it. How did you maintain energy to go do that in those conditions?
Coach Arasimiak and the rest of the staff and Coach Lynch did a great job with trying to keep us conditioned and everything throughout the week. Whether that's running during practice, doing bikes during lift and everything. And Coach has done a great job with trying to make sure that we're conditioned for all 4 quarters.
We're talking with Maine linebacker Sterling Sheffield here on Downtown. So what was the feeling like, Chef, looking up at that clock, watching those last seconds tick away out there in Utah Friday night?
It's something that you can't describe. We've been working all year to be able to get to this situation, to be able to be in this spot. And for each and everybody on the team, all my teammates, all the coaches, everybody, just be able to see us up, and being able to go to the semifinals is something that we worked really hard for, and something that we're excited for.
And now you get to head on out to West again, Eastern Washington, and that bright red turf out at the Inferno. I don't know if it's worse if you're far away looking down on it, or if you're right there on top of that field. Are you ready for the red turf of the Inferno on Saturday?
Oh yeah, we're ready. As a team, we feel like we can play anywhere. Whether it's red turf, whether it's -20 degree weather, we're ready.
You guys, this will be a school record 9th road trip of the season, which is absolutely incredible. But I understand you guys would like to make a nice even 10 road trips before the year is through.
Yeah. We like I said before, Coach Harris Emiak and the staff did a great job of making sure that we are prepared for road trips and. The great teams know how to win on the road, and so we've done a pretty good job this year, and we just need to keep it up.
Well, I know you've still got 2 more on the agenda that you want to take care of, but what's it feel like? How much pride is there in being part of the greatest team in the history of Maine Black Bear football?
Oh man, it's awesome. It's something, like I said before, that we worked hard for. It's something that we knew in the beginning of the season that we had a lot of potential, both on the offensive side and defensive side and special teams, and just being able to be the best team in Maine history is great. Now we want to be the first team to bring back a championship, and it all starts this weekend.
I like the sound of that. Sterling Sheffield, Maine Black Bears senior linebacker. Sterling, thanks for making time this afternoon. We'll see you on the plane on Thursday.
Yes, sir. I can't wait to see you.
All right. That's Sterling Sheffield, Black Bears football here on Downtown. Our Maine Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.